This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, being part of. You've heard me say it a million times, and I mean it a million times. And I really do, you know, again, you have to get involved. There is no way around it. You've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. You know, if you're not involved, if you're not, what's the word I'm looking for here? Help me out, will ya? If you're not involved and you're not getting information from several different sources, not just me, I'm not the only game in town, as they say. If you're not getting information from several different sources, then I don't know how you figure out what the truth is, because I don't have it all. I make mistakes at times. Yeah, right, I go figure, right? I make mistakes. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Got a lot going on tonight, a lot happening on the show, and we got a lot to talk about, that's for sure. I've done a show a dozen times around vaping. I've been screaming about vaping, God only knows. I've been screaming about vaping for years now. And I know some of you, I've actually lost listeners, which I don't understand. I've actually lost listeners on my stance on dope. You know, marijuana. The green stuff. Well, I don't think it's green anymore, but anyway. And part of it was because you could see it coming down the road. I mean, this stuff is not Grandpa's dope. And that's all I kept saying was, you know, you got to understand, this is not your grandfather's marijuana, as we used to say. There's a lot more to this. So, much more powerful, 100 times, and I'm not joking, man, it's 100, 110 times more chemicals in it than it was before. I don't know why that's so hard for people to swallow, to understand. So I lost some listeners over that because, come on, Joe, you smoked dope in high school. Everybody smoked dope in the 70s, blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah. But it wasn't the stuff that is today. It didn't do the damage that today's dope is doing. All right, so let's fast forward. Now we get this other thing. What do we call it? Vaping, because vaping is so good. Okay? And now that you got, you know, as far as vaping goes, I don't understand what is so hard for us to understand as what are they called? Woke people, enlightened people, people who are supposed to have an education of some kind. I don't know why it's so hard for us to understand that when you put anything other than oxygen into your lungs, you're going to have a problem. I don't get it. I don't understand it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as we love to say. Now we've seen over 2,500. Yeah, write it down. 2,500 cases of lung illnesses due to vaping. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, you know what that is. That's just the government not wanting you to vape. It's the government don't want you. No, we don't want you to have your fun. That's what it boils down to, right? When that's not it at all, that's nothing to do with it, really. If you really expect the government to keep you safe, you, I mean, some of you say, yeah, well, you know, they would let it out there if they didn't think it was safe. Because it's not about money, is it, at all? It's nothing to do with money. More than 2,500 Americans have been hospitalized with vaping-related lung illnesses. That's according to the CDC. And 54 have died. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that the people have fallen ill in all 50 states, and deaths have been reported in 27 of those states, plus D.C. Investigators still can't say for sure what in the vaping product is causing the problem. But it's happening, and it's on the rise, and it's being tied more and more and more to vaping. So if your kids, especially young kids, their lungs are still, right? They're still, you know, coming together. They're still developing, and now you're throwing liquid in there. No, seriously. I want you to think this through. Whether you believe in God or Mother Nature, your lungs were only made to do, take in oxygen, make sure it gets into your blood system, the oxygen. Anyway, the investigators still can't say for sure what in the vaping products is causing the spat of these lung illnesses. But they zeroed in on the THC e-cigarettes, specifically a sticky oil called vitamin E acetate. They call it, it's a real strong culprit for this. Looking at the crisis, they kind of find this tied to each and every one of these cases. They believe to be, it's used for cutting agent in vaping products, but mostly in illicit vaping products. In the 30 samples, and they have 30 samples from these young people with lung issues, it was found in 29 of them. Now, the CDC has called the vitamin E acetate a chemical of concern. If it's that bad, if it could be a problem, and these companies really care, pull it, even if it's temporary. I mean, sure, right? I mean, that simple, isn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Victims of vaping range in the age from 17 to 75, with an average age of 52. And people have been sickened, but not died of vaping illness. Well, they are a little younger. The average age being 24. Not good. Got to pay attention. Got to protect our kids. Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Hey. Really do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know what I mean? Precious time, right? And you're spending it with me, and I do appreciate that very much. If you want to get involved in the conversation in any way, shape, manner, or form, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I mean, there's a million ways for you to get in touch with me, a million ways for you to be involved in our conversation, and get informed. It's really what it boils down to. Just get informed. Now, let's get back at it. So if you're one of those people who are 100% behind vaping, 100% behind smoking dope, all right, good for you. Maybe this segment isn't for you. I don't know. Go somewhere else. Do something else. Go wash the dishes or something. But if you really tune in to get involved, to get engaged, and to get informed, right? Got to be informed, don't you? If you really want to be informed, then get informed. And that's what I'm giving you. You do what you want with this. You don't see me jumping up and down on my desk screaming at you to stop your vaping, stop this, stop that. But what do you get? You know, you got the CDC, you've got doctors, you got others saying, look, vaping isn't doing what you thought it was going to do. And it's harming your children. You know, I love these people who say, whatever it takes to save the kids. If you have to ban every gun on the planet to save the life of one child, we should do that. Well, you're a hypocrite. If you're behind this vaping, you're behind, letting kids smoke dope at 14, 15, 16, and there's proof that it's causing mental issues, it's causing physical brain changes, the vaping is causing lung problems, then I throw it back on you. If you stop the vaping to the young, especially to these young people, you know, once you become an adult, like with smoking or anything else, you got to figure it out on your own. Young kids can't do that. Don't allow them to do that. Don't give, you know, it's as asinine. Here we go, I'll make a few people crazy. It's as asinine as giving a 6-year-old hormone blockers. We don't allow kids to make those decisions for a reason. We're young people. So why is this okay? Well, I'd rather have him doing this or have her doing this than smoking meal cigarettes. Why? This is killing them too. This is could be having as much danger. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. We'll put this up on the website later on, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Yes, a little sneezy tonight. But, all right. Again, like I said, there are so many stories that I want to get through, especially in this first hour. I mean, there's stuff coming at us at a million miles an hour. You can't keep up with it because the impeachment is making everyone nuts. It seems to be the only thing that's going on, right? Surely you can get information on anyway. I love doing some of these stories from, that the Democrats would love to forget about. Because really, seriously, I mean, these really show you. Remember, last night, I was getting on the publisher of Christian Times. And the reason behind it was real simple. He was calling out and doing things that he hasn't really or at the level done to anyone else. And I think he might have been well-intended, but it came off terrible. Really bad. Joe Biden, Uncle Joe, a while back decided that Christians should be on a terror watch list. Think about that for a second. You know, when the corrupt, you know, he blurted this out. And you have to believe that he believes it. Otherwise, why would he say it? Was he just pandering to a group that he was with? Because if that's the case, that's just as scary, is it not? Back in October, former President Joe Biden announced that he wanted Christians to be put on terror watch list if they commit the crime of opposing the LGBTQ agenda. Isn't that interesting? So, if they oppose us at any angle, for any issue, for any reason, it's okay. It makes sense. Because we believe in a God that doesn't exist. We believe in this foo-foo thing in the sky that doesn't exist. And therefore, we need to be watched. We're dangerous. But is it for opposing other religions? No. One sector of the community, the LGBTQ agenda, as he put it. This should come as no surprise, right? Now, Joe Biden, who says he loves everybody, he has a real problem with Christians. And I would submit to you that many Democrats at his level have a real problem with Christians. Check out the comments that have been made by the likes of Hillary Clinton, Tim Kaine, and Beto O'Rourke. We can go on and on and on with this. So when you're listening to what these people have to say, realize that they never say the Quran or scriptures in the Quran need to be changed. They never say that. They only aim their attacks at Judeo-Christian or the Judeo-Christian community. Why is that? And if Joe Biden feels like that we should be put on some terrorist watch list because we won't conform with the mainstream lifestyles, and what does that make? Doesn't that make him a hater towards Christian? Doesn't that make him Christophobic? You know, at what point does equality spill over to Christians? At a CNN LGBT town hall, Biden advocated for the registry of all religious organizations that won't toe the line when it comes to the LGBTQ ABCD lifestyle. So if you think about it, I mean, why just that? Why is it just groups that oppose the LGBTQ community? What about groups that won't allow Christians to live out their life, to live out their religious beliefs? Can we put them on a terrorist watch list? He wants to end this what was it, recently the Equality Act, right? Where it's supposed to help everybody and give everybody equal rights and equal access, except it didn't. And it doesn't. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Less than 48 hours after she gaveled in the votes, making him the third president to be impeached in U.S. history, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi invited Donald Trump to deliver his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on February 4th. The three-paragraph letter to the president said she's extending the invitation in the spirit of respecting the Constitution. The document she and Trump have been accusing each other of going against in recent days. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said Trump has accepted the invitation. One person has been charged in connection with the disappearance of Austin mother Heidi Broussard and her newborn after a body believed to be the woman's was found at a home near Houston.
We did recover an infant female child that we do believe at this time is Margot. Additionally, we recovered the body of an adult female. We do believe that this is Miss Broussard.
A healthy baby was also found at the Houston area residence. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
A love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
How lucky can one guy be?
Very.
I kissed her and she
Joe's in your host. Like always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, actually. I do very much appreciate that. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, I know sometimes it seems like all I'm doing is beating on the left, but really, I've got a lot to play with. You know, I constantly hear about, and I'm tired of hearing it, frankly, but I constantly hear about how mean we are, how nasty we are, how hateful we are. Right? I mean, you all hear it. Anybody on the left, or anybody, I should say, not the left, oh, God forbid, on the right that hears this, you know what I'm saying is true. We hear it all the time. We are the bad guys. We hate children and clean water and clean air. We love putting kids in cages. Even though every one of these things, when you look at it, are all sins of the left as well. Yeah, but maybe for different reasons, I don't know. So I found this clip today that really calls out and shows you what takes place when you don't agree with the left. We've had so many people that were prior liberals that decided that, you know, hey, the right will give me a better chance. Conservatives will give me an equal shake. Look at what was her name? Williamson, running for president? She got caught in a hot mic, and her among many thousands, but she got caught on a hot mic saying that, you know, she couldn't believe how hateful the left was towards her. And that the right actually gave her the time of day. So, here's a clip. By Turning Point, to show you truly what the left is all about, truly what their hate is all about. Take a listen, take a look, take a whatever.
Face of leftist hate.
I am the 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 face of leftist hate.
Can you write down what the left did to you?
Bear spray.
Vehicular harassment.
Verbal harassment.
I was assaulted for wearing a MAGA hat.
I was living in Boston with six other women who noticed that I had a MAGA hat. When they saw that, they decided to search my room without my permission, and ultimately they found out that I had legally owned firearms. My landlord said that if I didn't move out and my roommates decided to move out, I would have to foot their $6,000-plus monthly bill.
Well, on April 1st, we were attacked by bear spray, released into the lecture hall to try to prevent Will Witt from speaking. We were targeted by this chemical attack, and it's really scary that people are willing to go to such extremes to shut down other points of view and to try to, you know, push their own agendas rather than listen.
You know, it's funny. These people were in it. Did they ignore it? Did they not know it? Did they not pay attention to what was going on around them? I mean, again, I'm not putting them down. Don't take this the wrong way. But the young lady that, you know, couldn't believe that her girlfriends went through her stuff. This is what the rules don't apply to them. The law does not apply to them. It is a no-holds-barred scenario whenever they feel like they've been wronged and they need to fix you. They need to straighten you out. Think about that.
Thanks, other people.
A radical leftist came, stole my big government sex sign, and then proceeded to try to run me down with his vehicle in the parking lot. He tried to hit me with his car twice. I hid. I feared for my life. I called 911, tried to make it back to campus, and he got into a car accident and fled the scene.
I was 16 years old at the time, and a 30-year-old man, who was much bigger than me, thought it was appropriate to come up to me while me and my friends were eating a burger at our favorite burger place on the 4th of July, all because I was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. He threw something on me, stole my property, and called me derogatory words.
I was 19 years old when I wanted to start a Turning Point USA chapter on campus, so I went out and set out a table to hand out material. When a group of professors came with signs, they surrounded me and were calling me racist, KKK member. They said I want to destroy all public.
Yeah, but isn't this the loving left? Weren't we always told that these were the people that were accepting and loving and tolerant? When was the last time you really saw the left being tolerant in anything? No, seriously. There weren't any teachers or professores, because it's a college campus. Where's the professors? Where's the staff? Why aren't they out there making sure that everybody has equal rights, equal access? Because they don't care if conservatives have equal access. Let's stop playing the game. David Horowitz says it best. We need to start playing guerrilla warfare. We are going to lose if we keep trying to be the gentleman in the scenario.
Public schools, the attacks didn't stop until the police eventually came and had to drive me home.
I saw some tweets that said her roommates should have just used her guns to shoot her. Also tweets saying that it's a shame that I survived domestic violence because I'm a Nazi.
I want you to think about that. They're calling her a Nazi because she used to, not now, she used to own guns. Look, you professors, what a piece of work you are. And if you teachers are the teachers that are not teaching these kids truly what Hitler actually really did do, what the Nazis were really all about, shame on you. And you are the problem of the country. You're the problem with our young people today, not the conservatives. The hate and the violence that we see on a regular basis are not from the conservatives. I mean, you have done what the far left has done. Is you've made words like racism mean nothing. Here's a young lady that just wanted to go to college. A difference of opinion than her roommates. And instead of trying to talk with her, sit down and have conversations with her, you know, on a regular basis. No, no. Your whole thing is if we don't switch our way of thinking within seconds of you talking with us, then we're haters. And anything that happens to us is deserved. This girl was going through this for 2 years because her roommates went through her stuff without her permission. I would have had them all arrested. I would have had them arrested for touching my stuff. I would have had them arrested for breaking and entering. Look, you don't have a right to touch my property, even if we are roommates. And they've been harassing her for 2 years after this. Why? You know, they are the pure description of bullies and hypocrites.
About 2 years since that, and the attacks still haven't stopped. Threatening me on their social medias, and I don't think anyone should feel unsafe on campus for just voicing their opinions.
Isn't that funny? She feels unsafe on campus, but they don't care about that. However, if you have a teacher or a trustee member that doesn't believe in transgenderism or, you know, certain lifestyles, then that person is dangerous because those kids all of a sudden don't feel safe, even though those people have done nothing violent against them, nor have they called for violence against them. But in this case, they have called for violence, they have been violent, and they have been hateful, and it's okay. I keep telling you, it's because it's the left. Because they feel they are so righteous, so smart, so much better, that nothing, absolutely nothing applies to them. That should scare you.
I cried my eyes out for over a week. The Seattle Police Department has not been very supportive.
The bear spray affected the students because, you know, they had to receive medical attention. They were put at substantial health risk. And, you know, there's a lot of dangers associated with bear spray and, you know, like, inhaling that into your system.
So my message to any, like, far leftist that, you know, thinks it's appropriate to go up and assault a 16-year-old, I'm sorry that you essentially don't have, you know, the brain capacity to accept facts and the truth about what's actually going on in this country, and you let a random news anchor on MSNBC or CNN dictate how you run your life.
I think there's...
I love that. Yeah, that guy was perfect. Wasn't he? Right in your face, no playing games, right to it. And our young people, we need to teach them to be like that. We need them to teach them without being violent. Let the other ones be violent. But without being violent, we need to teach them how to fight back and push back like that.
It's a big misconception about conservative women not being feminists. But I think that the greatest form of feminism is the ability to be able to protect yourself and to stand up for yourself and not count on anybody else to do it for you.
Isn't it funny? That's what they talk about all the time. We're going to talk more about that in the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732.
I'm not a victim. I'm a victor.
Hey, who asked you? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732. 5560, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Listen, if you missed the first part of this, you got to go get it. We're talking about the left who constantly tells us how much more accepting and loving and understanding they are than we are, that people on the right are just heartless, cruel, mean SOBs, as they say, and it's not true. The actions prove that it's not true. Not once in a while, not with certain things, with everything. I mean, seriously. So we're playing a clip where, if some of you have time after the show, I don't want to take away from the show, go Google the Walk Away Movement. And go check the website out where many tens of thousands, maybe even at this point hundreds of thousands of people have walked away from the Democrat Party. But the thing I like about this particular site is that it's got videos on it. And people who've been lifelong Democrats who have walked away tell you why. And listen, just for clarity, it doesn't mean that they necessarily became Republicans. But they saw what the left was actually doing. They saw what the left was actually standing for. See, a lot of people on the left, when you talk to them, the old-timers especially, they have no clue as to what's going on in their party. They still think that JFK's running it. And they're shocked and amazed when they see what the how close or how much the party has moved towards socialism. They don't want socialism. A lot of these guys that have fought in the wars and seen what socialism and communism is all about, they're like, no way, no how. Did my party's doing that? You go, yeah. And not only are they doing it, it's not even covert. They're doing it in your face. They want you to know they're doing it. And if you're not far enough left, they come and attack you. Not a little, a lot. So when you see these people who thought, you know, it wasn't a big deal, everything was cool, everything was okay in their party, and then they get attacked by their own. I mean, I think I don't want anybody to get hurt, but I think it's wonderful that these young left progressives are getting verbally abused by their own people. They're seeing what their own people truly all about. Take a listen.
Not count on anybody else to do it for you.
This man wants me to be a victim, but I am not a victim. I'm a victor. I'm going to continue fighting for freedom and fighting for all conservatives around all school campuses.
That's what you want.
A student released bear spray into my high school to silence our conservative group.
I was forced to move out of my house because of anti-Second Amendment discrimination.
I was assaulted for wearing a MAGA hat.
At 19 years old, I was targeted by hateful leftist professors at my university.
The radical leftist tried to hit me with his car twice. I hid. I feared for my life. This man did not and cannot silence me.
I am the face of leftist hate.
I am the face of leftist hate.
I am the face of leftist
hate. I am the face of leftist hate.
I am the face of leftist hate.
God bless these people for speaking up. I'm not joking. I'm serious. And I'm not just saying it because I'm on the right or I'm a conservative or whatever. I'm so glad they came out. I'm so glad they said something. I'm so glad that we're able to support these. You know, like, they're not kids. I mean, they're almost kids, but they're not kids. And we need to support them. We need to help them. And it doesn't get any better as time goes on. It doesn't get any better as the days go on. Dr. Sonia Falk, she claims that when you call someone a nerd or a geek, you should be brought up on hate crime charges. Yeah? She said it. It never ceases to amaze me. A British psychotherapist, she stirred up social media, right, when she suggested on national TV that calling someone a nerd or geek should be considered a hate crime. Dr. Sonia Falk, she is also a psychology lecturer at the University of East London. She appeared on Good Morning Britain alongside Bobby Siegel, a mathematician, teacher, and writer, who described himself as a proud geek. On the program, she suggested that ridiculing someone with those terms and others like it, like brainiac and egghead, should have legal consequences. This is how the left thinks. This is why you have to be careful. What has happened to society? Because I hurt your feelings? You know what? Get a little tougher. Get a little thicker. There's always going to be idiots around. You're going to tell me, even if you go through this whole world and you get everybody to come to a kumbaya moment, there's never going to be anybody who feels like they were offended or slighted or talked to incorrectly? We have to worry about that one person? How about we help them understand? How about we help them become stronger? How about we help them deal with these things? What do you think? It's just a whacked idea of mine. Instead of making everybody dumber, instead of dumbing everybody down, how about we flick the switch and we help you become stronger? We help you deal with the momentary idiots of the world. What do you think? That's just a thought. On the program, she suggests that ridiculing somebody with those two terms, and others like it, should have legal, I'm trying to get to this point, legal consequences. She says, I think people find it startling because very high IQ people are a minority group in society. And we are ignored. I don't think you're... If you think that brainiac, egghead, geek are hate terms and it should be legal consequences, I would question how high your IQ actually is. Just my 2 cents. Because I'm sure I'm not as smart as you. And so what? Because you're a minority group, I need to be careful with you? No. No. I mean, I know we weren't considered, Italians weren't considered a minority group, even though in most cases we were in the minority as well. Right? We learned how to deal with people. Just never forget my uncle telling me when I was complaining about some of the things that some of the teachers were referring to me as, and even some of the kids. He said, look, suck it up. You can't fight every stupid person. And I know some of you are going, oh, my God, I can't believe you said suck it up. Well, I did. And it's right. You cannot beat up every stupid person or ignorant person. You can't expect everybody not to hurt your feelings or say something that you either may take wrong or you take as intended and it wasn't. Stupid people are stupid people. If you don't give them you don't give them the attention they desire, they want, they need, they crave, they're going to wither and go away. In response, Siegel argued that today many view the geek label as a badge of honor. While the term geek and nerd historically have been used as a negative, you make fun of people, some have now embraced the term. As a matter of fact, as he is correct. You know, being a geek at something, being a technology geek or video game geek, those are good things. What gives her the right to decide how I'm going to use them, what they mean to me? Right? I think with geeks and nerds, if you see it as a negative thing, it could be negative, but if you embrace it, then for you, it's a positive. But she wouldn't give in. She emphasized, I don't know, neurodiversity. I mean, I think these professors make it up as they go. So they can sit in a room with all their high IQ, snot-nosed friends and go, yes, you know, I coined that phrase. Write that down. Neurodiversity. I mean, seriously. She said, is an aspect of individual difference, which really ought to be recognized by society. If you look at those legislators that relate to hate crimes is simply about somebody being targeted in a negative way for those. Look it. If you use a generic description, then everybody who insults somebody in any way, shape, manner, or form immediately can be brought up on hate crimes. Or you can say you took it the wrong way, and therefore you felt threatened, and that person should be brought up on hate crimes. Is that really the kind of society you want to listen to? What happened in the old days, right? And I actually talked to a licensed psychiatrist, counselor, who deals with young people, and we were talking about boys and how they've been left behind. And how society is trying to shape them. Society run in an area particularly run by females is trying to shape them to be softer and more feminine, if you would. It's not what they were built for. Two boys calling names to each other after a while. They beat each other up in the alley. A little bloody, a little scraped. And then they're friends for 20 years. Why is that so bad? Or would you rather have them take 10 years of therapy to work out a friendship that they might or might not have? You know, not everything old is bad. Not the old way of doing things is always bad. It's just amazing to me that everybody thinks that they're so... They can't even agree among themselves. Two professors can't agree. It's craziness. Trouble Senior Host, God bless. You know what? Some of you have a great rest of the day. Those of you who are coming back, we've got a lot more coming up after the break. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.